This is the Evil Never Dies podcast with Brett and Carl. This podcast may contain adult themes, violence, and strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to the Evil Never Dies podcast, episode 299.
Shit, God man, dang.
Fuck. We're
299?
Yeah, and for our 300th episode, we're going to have a guest on. Shit.
I like having guests. I think we had a guest on our third anniversary, fourth anniversary, whatever anniversary we're at.
Something, yeah.
Well, I'm no longer sick, believe it or not.
Yeah, you sound way better, brother.
I don't know how anybody was able to listen to that episode last week. I tried to, and it was sucked. Awful. I couldn't talk, you know. I really couldn't.
We both felt like shit fucking all weekend. It just sucked. But anyway.
Yeah. So
it's fight night tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. And I'm hoping that the other Paul shows up, the other brother, who WWE's Mike Tyson.
Oh, okay.
There's two. One's a wrestler, one's a boxer. Yeah. I think Jake's the fighter. I don't really know. Then we have Ron Paul, the former congressman. So
you think Mike's going to take it?
Third round.
Third? I'm saying he's going to take him out in the first because he's pissed because he stepped on his fucking toe.
He said he's going to make that young man he's going to hurt that young man.
Well, that's why he smacked the fucking piss out of him, because he stepped on his toe.
It was an accident.
Shit, I bet it wasn't no accident.
It was an accident.
Because Mike has said many times in interviews that don't fuck with my feet, man. He says that's only one of the things that'll bring me down is if you fuck with my feet.
Well, he stepped on it.
Yeah, he stepped on it good. So.
Well, I guess if Tyson loses, that'll be the excuse.
Maybe. I think he's going to fucking just go in fucking guns blazing and try to take him out right away. Like he's done before. So, but yeah, Arlington was crazy as shit today, dude.
There's 100,000 people there tonight.
They're saying they sold $18 million worth of tickets.
Wow. And Netflix probably paid them $20 million.
They're saying that out of Las Vegas, this will be the biggest grossing fight ever.
And it's a 58-year-old man fighting.
I know. It's crazy, ain't it?
Well, Brett, you need to get in the ring.
Shit.
Get some money.
Not with Mike Tyson. I wouldn't want to get hit by that motherfucker for sure. Damn.
Well, tonight we
That makes my face hurt just thinking about it.
Tonight we got a special episode, I guess. I don't know. This is something we've been saving for a long time.
Yeah, we're doing another Argento film, probably his most famous film ever.
Definitely the most famous. It is Suspiria. There was a remake done a few years ago. This is the original version. And I did a thing. Now, before we start, I've had this DVD as long as I can remember. This was from the Anchor Bay. It is 7,350 of 50,000 ever printed. It was 3-disc, and it included the soundtrack, which
cool.
Is probably on Apple Music now.
Yeah, it is. I was actually listening to it today.
Yeah, and I think I have it already from there, and it come with a book and all kinds of stuff, but this was one of the crown jewels of my collection, and it was digitally mastered in THX, for God's sake, and that means it's old, because you know THX is not a thing anymore. But the picture on it is not that great because it's a DVD and it really wasn't mastered well. So I did a thing. I ordered the 4K from Amazon and got it last night and watched it. So I have two copies of Suspiria now.
Awesome. Is there special features on that 4K?
Yes, most of the same ones. I
Okay.
think it might be the exact same. I think there's actually this one has a new one. The Synapsis Films did this and remastered it, and they actually did a 40th anniversary documentary, which was like an hour long.
Cool.
I think they're similar. This might have a couple more extra features, but I'm gonna tell you before we start, I have never been more impressed with a 4K release in my life, ever. Because as we'll get into it, you'll learn that Suspiria is a very colorful movie.
Yes, it is.
And in 4K, I think you said it was probably rendered in 4K on Amazon, right?
Yeah, 4K or 2K at least, however they
Yeah.
put it on there to. So, yeah, it looked good when I watched it. I had a good picture on it for sure.
Yeah.
So.
I was very impressed with Synapsis's release of Suspiria. So on to
I
the.
think I got a burnt copy of that somewhere.
Well, I've had this old DVD as long as I can remember. It might have been one of the first special, films like this I ever bought. That was when Anchor Bay was the only people in the boutique business at the time.
Yeah, that's where I got the original Dawn of the Dead from.
I've
That
still got my original Dawn of the Dead from Anchor Bay.
DVD cost me like $35 when it first came out,
Well, I'm
dude.
sure this cost me about 40.
Yeah, but 'cause you couldn't find it nowhere.
No.
That was probably early 2000s when
Yeah.
they released that. So yeah. So
Well, on to Suspiria
all
we
right.
go.
Suspiria, directed of course by Dario Argento, screenplay by Dario Argento and Daria Nicolodi, based on Suspiria de Profundis by Thomas D. Quincey, produced by Claudio Argento, cinematography by Luciano Tivoli,
And
edited
was that
by
ever great?
edited by Franco Fraticelli, music by Goblin and Dario Argento. And did you know they're playing Tuesday at the Texas Theater?
Yes, I do know that.
They want like $60 for tickets, so I would love to go see that. I bet it would be awesome, but I'm don't want to pay $60.
Yeah. Or go to Oak Cliff for that matter on the
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah. But awesome soundtrack score. It's just so freaking weird
It's
that
one of
it's a
the best.
masterpiece, you know?
It's equal to Halloween, in my opinion.
Exactly, me too. Me too. Yeah. All right, production company Seta Spettacoli, distributed by, I know I'm gonna screw this up. Prodizione Atlas Consortiate.
That was a worldwide distribution.
Yeah.
It had an American distributor too.
It did. We'll get into that here
Yes,
after a little
there's a
bit.
story behind that one.
All right, it was released February 1st, 1977 in Italy, and I think it came out in July of 77 in the US because they had to re-edit
And dub it into
or
English and all that good stuff.
yeah. Has a running time of 99 minutes, country of origin Italy, languages English and Italian. This movie brought in 1.43 billion lira in Italy.
And you still haven't translated lira to dollars, I guess.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Nor have I.
It's probably about half that, I would say.
Probably.
But it made 1.8 million in North America just on rentals alone.
That would have been when I probably watched it. I'm sure I rented this at some point.
Yep.
I remember Suspiria as a kid, so.
I remember when they used to play the TV commercials for it, they freaked me out.
They are very freaky.
And then I think I seen it at the drive-in. I actually think I seen it with Hills Have Eyes, maybe like a double feature type deal.
Boy, you saw all the good movies at the drive-in.
I know, man, it was awesome. Now you gotta tune they got a transmitter that you listen to it through your car stereo on.
Yeah.
Guess that's better though than hanging the little
Stupid thing
speaker
in
on
the
your window
window.
and then being drunk and forgetting it and driving off and wake up the next morning and it's still hung on your window. All right, Carl, go over the cast for this film. I mean
The cast.
the plot, I'm sorry.
I see, I don't got the cast, but I do know the plot. So it starts out, we've got a American ballet dancer who is coming to Italy. Actually, is it Italy?
Germany.
Germany. It's West Germany. That's right. I don't know why I thought it was Italy. To join this academy, and I don't remember the name of the academy. I can't speak it if I had.
Black Forest Academy, I think it is.
Well, there's an Italian name for it, though. We'll call it whatever.
Or
So,
Germany.
she arrives at the airport and is getting rained on, can't get a cab, finally gets to a cab, gets to the academy, and there's all kinds of weird stuff going on there. The one of the dancers is brutally killed, I would say.
Yeah, for like the first like 7 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it goes from the airport to the first 7 minutes is this girl getting killed. And that's about all I can give away without spoiling the movie, I think.
Well,
There's something going on at the academy. It could be witches.
I think it is witches. It's like a coven. Isn't it like the coven?
Yes, it is the first of the Three Sisters trilogy of Argento movies.
We'll go into the other ones here after a little bit.
Yes. But it follows this ballerina, I guess that's what you call them, trying to deal with being in a foreign country and with the other dancers and these weird instructors who may or may not be witches. So very creepy stuff and very good acting, and I might add, I thought at least for an Italian movie especially.
All right, I guess we'll go over the cast. First off, we got Jessica Harper as Susie Banion, and she's the young ballerina that's went abroad to study at this I guess that you would supposed to be like a prestigious ballet
Ballet
company.
Academy. Yeah. It never explains how she got there or why she got there.
No, just she's getting off the plane and tries to get in there and can't get in.
She sort of reminds me of Ajay Argento.
I think that's why he
Why he cast her?
cast her. Yeah.
Yeah. She was
Next
too
off,
young at the time to be in it. Or was
well,
she even alive yet?
actually, she, yeah, I think, yeah, she was alive. She's like our age, I think.
Okay. Well, that's who this reminded me of.
But that's another reason why he cast her, is because she was so young looking. But she was, because it was all the girls were supposed to be 20 years younger.
Yeah.
But he wanted to make them even younger. And the dad, who's the producer, said, nope, it'll get banned for sure. So, all right, next off, we got Stefania Cassini as Sarah Sims. Flavio Bucci as Daniel. He's the blind guy with the seeing eye dog.
Yeah, the German Shepherd CNI dog.
Miguel Bosé as Mark. Gregory Snegoff as the English voice of Mark. Alida Valli as Miss Tanner. Joan Bennett as Madame Blanc. Udo Kier as Dr. Frank Mandel, and a guy by the name of Frank von Kugelglin as the English voice of Dr. Frank Mandel. Because when he was talking in this, it was like, that's not Udo Kier talking. Because he's got a very strong German accent for sure.
Yeah.
Barbara Magnolfi as Olga Ivanova. Say that 10 times really fast. Carolyn DeForsica as the English voice of Olga. Eva Axson as Patricia Hingle. Rudolf Schundler as Professor Milius. And Jeffrey Cobblestone as the English voice of Professor Milius. Susanna Giavacoli as Sonia. Franca Scagnetti as the cook. Giuseppe Transocci as Pavlos. Jacopo Mariani as Albert. Renando Scarpa as Professor Vertigast. Margarita Horowitz as the teacher.
Horowitz?
Giovanni Di Bernardo as the police inspector, and Ted Ruskoff was the English voice of the inspector. And last but not least, Leela Savasta as Mater Suspensorium, Helena Marcos, uncredited. I guess he, what's his name? Argento found her right off the street.
Just brought her on in.
Yeah, she was like 80 something years old when they made this. I think that's why her makeup was all screwed. It looked like she had a mask on almost. Her
it
makeup.
Did, yeah.
And I guess she was an ex-prostitute.
Jesus.
In Rome there, so yeah. And that is the cast of Suspiria.
Big cast.
All right. Well, why don't you go over what you found anything out about that 4K then? Besides,
well, how about I will cover. This came out a few years ago, I think around the time when the remake did. Synapsis Films, who've got sort of a good history and a bad history with releases, they actually are the ones who restored this thing. And like I said, I have never been more blown away by a 4K release ever. I mean, I know what this looks like. It's night and day. So honestly, I'm not going to lie. I was actually thinking about buying this thing and then returning it after watching it. But I've decided I'm going to keep it because it's so well. And it's because Synapsis has that history of, some good, some bad. I was a little leery to buy this thing, but they blew me away with it. Like I said, the extras are pretty similar to what this is. This is so old. That's back when they couldn't put two discs, together. They had to freaking make this entire book, I forgot what they used to call these discs. I'm getting away from the mic. I'm getting back to doing that again. The old DVD, which I'm sure you can't find anywhere, it came with this really weird book. It's all like jumbled together, but it's got some good art in it. Unfortunately, the 4K doesn't come with any special features, but that's fine because, if you're like me, you're going to have both of them. This just gives a little bit of, the different cast. Oh, guess what? Somebody elected not to do Andy Warhol's Dracula and do this movie instead.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For our YouTube people, there's the sisters, I guess you might want to call them. I don't know.
Yep.
And some of the artwork and the posters, good stuff. One last thing.
All the different movie posters.
It came with cards too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's whenever they were drugging her, I believe. See, she does look like Azia right there a lot. Whoa, what am I looking at here? I don't know what I'm looking at. What is that? One of the dancers, I guess. I don't know. It looks like a
artwork. That's sort of cool, though.
This is one of the probably the most memorable picture from the movie.
Yeah.
And this is actually near the end of the movie when that one was done. There's the Romanian guy that only spoke in Romanian.
Yeah, he was a creepy fucker, too.
There's some good creepiness right there.
Oh, yeah, when she's caught in the fucking car, the concertina wire.
Yeah, and there's the poster, I guess the U.S. poster that came out.
Yeah.
So yeah, the DVD was definitely loaded. The 4K looks great. So I'm keeping both of these. Even though I only watch this movie on rare occasion, I'm gonna keep it all. But yeah, this comes with a slip case. There's the old artwork, and then they made some new. So Synapsis Films, they went sorry, I still got a little bit of a cough. They restored this thing to glory, and this is gonna get a 5-star review. It's a 4K release. Probably the best transfer I've ever seen ever since I've been buying 4Ks now for
Really?
however
Damn.
long I've had a PlayStation 5.
So they did Argento justice then, huh?
They did justice, yeah. And again, I've been pretty hit or miss with Synapsis Films on things, but they restored this thing. Best restoration I've ever seen of any of the movies from, the 70s back at least.
Yep.
And now this was filmed in, I think, Technicolor, if I'm not mistaken.
We'll get into that. They did it sort of weird
Yeah.
the way they did this to film it because
Whatever they did, it was able to restore to 4K pristine. So.
well, I think a lot of it was the colors in this movie. Argento told the cinematographer, he was like, picture Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. All the colors in it, but more vibrant is what he wanted, and that's what he ended up with. So
Yeah.
I get all right. You got anything else about that or
No, I just can't. But I mean, if you can somehow find the this old Blu-ray, I recommend getting it. I don't know that you'll find it that's fully loaded like this. A lot of people will steal the good stuff and sell the disc. It's got the
yeah.
soundtrack too, which is now on Apple Music. First class release of Suspiria both times for the technology they had of a DVD and now with the 4K.
Cool. All right.
So this movie has been preserved pristinely. Unlike some of Argento's movies we've watched, that house by the cemetery wasn't, yeah.
Was that Argento?
That wasn't Argento. That's yeah,
No.
that's that was a Synapsis disc and it looked terrible. And it was really a real bad release. So back to not trying to slam on them, but sometimes they hit it out of the park and sometimes they don't. This time it was a grand slam home run. Uh-oh.
Cool. All right, I guess we'll get into some trivia here.
Do it.
Argento composed the creepy music with the band Goblin, which they in the credits there it's the Goblins and it's just Goblin. And he played it they recorded it first before they filmed the movie and he played it throughout the filming of the movie full blast on set to unnerve the actors and elicit a truly scared performance, which it is a creepy soundtrack for sure. All right. For the wide shots of the maggots falling from the ceiling,
Wasn't that creepy?
the crew had dropped grains of rice down on the actresses from above. Wonder if it was cooked rice.
Looked like maggots to me.
It did. Must have been cooked, so they're sort of like jiggling.
Yeah.
All right. Rudolf Schindler, the West German actor who played the role of Professor Milius, could not speak a bit of English or Italian. So in the scene where he talks with Jessica Harper, Susie, about witches, she could not understand him as if he was speaking in as he was speaking in German. Harper later quoted that she tried very hard to keep a straight face as not to flubber lines, and also he would lightly tap on one of her legs with his foot, just out of frame, so he could cue her to speak her next line when he was done finished when he was done talking.
That's funny.
Because everything was overdubbed on this.
Yeah, they overdubbed the Italian too.
All right, yeah, they did. Yep. Let's see here.
Which was apparently not unusual for a lot of the Italian movies, from what I
Yep.
read.
Argento, and he cast Joan Bennett as Madame Blanc because of her association with director Fritz Lang, who Argento greatly admired. Film is set in Freiburg, Germany, officially known as Freiburg in Brisgau. But in the English dub, the narrator mispronounces it as Freiburg.
I'm dumb enough. I
Whoa,
thought they were in Italy for a minute.
something just fell on my roof. I think I lost a tree limb outside.
At least it wasn't the cursed tree limb of the haunted house.
That was loud. All right, where was I? That's a different town in Switzerland, actually. Despite
That's why I'm
this
confused. The guy confused me.
setting, location filming was done in Munich, and several Munich landmarks are visible in the film, including Königsblatz, where Daniel walks his dog at night. Oh, it's like a big old castle-like thing.
Yes.
And the BMW Tower, where Susie meets the professor. The Argento biography, Broken Mirrors, Broken Minds, takes it from its title, from the line where that Udo Kier says in the film. I don't think I've. Is that a book or is it I guess biography. I guess it'd be a
It's a
book, huh?
book, yeah. There's a documentary about Argento too.
Yeah, there is. It's all in
It's
Italian, though.
all Italian,
You
yeah.
have to read the subtitles.
I think you were watching one. I think you were watch
I
trying to watch
watched
it.
it. Yeah,
Yeah.
he's very when he goes to write a movie, he's very specific about how he writes them. Argento deliberately wanted the opening murder to be very shocking, as it would undermine the audience's expectations and they wouldn't have any idea what was coming next.
Well, it worked.
It was a very lengthy murder scene, too. The exterior of the Dance Academy, though constructed on the studio lot in Rome, is based on the Haus zum Wallfisch, or Whale House, a landmark late Gothic building in the old town of Freiburg in Germany.
What I think there was a that I thought that opera house was supposedly in Italy is what I think confuses me. So it was actually in Germany, the actual house.
Yeah, it was modeled after that, but
Okay.
they filmed it in studio in Rome, and they built that facade.
Okay. I'm confused.
All right, look good though. It was red.
There's a lot of red.
Lot of red in this movie, but it works, you know. It's just crazy.
Yep.
Argento was always disappointed that the Italian audiences never got to hear Jessica Harper's real voice as she was dubbed for the domestic market. He was very fond of her voice. Udo Kier's appearance was so rushed for him that he had little time to completely read the script when it was given to him. Since the movie was filmed without sound and later dubbed, a crew person lying on the ground behind the stone bench where he was sitting in the scene with Jessica Harper was telling him his lines as he gave them to her.
That feels like me doing the podcast some weeks.
Got somebody sitting underneath the table there, underneath the desk.
I have my fan, but it's not on tonight because it's cold.
The voice heard whispering on the bizarre soundtrack by Goblin is that of Goblin band member Claudio Simonetti. Simonetti stated in interviews that much of what he whispered in the music score was just gibberish. Well, it was just gibberish. You couldn't
God, I
really
wish we
under
could go see them Tuesday night.
I know that would be cool, man, but I ain't got $60, so.
The only way I would go is if I could sit in the Lee Harvey Oswald chair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yes, there is a chair
Is
where they arrested Oswald in the Texas Theater.
that probably cost $100.
Yeah, probably.
While shooting the scene where Susie and Sarah are swimming in the pool, Argento instructed the actresses to stir the pool waters as little as possible to give the scene a more tranquil look. Let's see here. According to Daria Nicolodi, I want to just say Nickelodeon.
No, Nickelodeon.
That's actually his old girl. They dated for a long time, actually. Argento and her.
I think you mentioned that before. I remember here. I don't think I would know that knowledge without you saying
Maybe
it.
they're married. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Have to look that up. Evidently, the lead role was written for her, but the studio insisted that an American actress be cast for the lead to make the film more marketable.
Makes sense.
But you didn't hear her real voice, so.
No, and she didn't. She looks sort of Italian, so.
Yeah, she does.
They could have got
Yeah.
like a blonde or something, but it really stood out. I don't know. Like
Let's
I said,
see
she looks like
here.
Argento's daughter to me.
Like we were talking about earlier, this film is the first part of three of the trilogy about the three mothers,
The
and
three mothers, yes.
the
I think
next
I called them the sisters.
the next one is Inferno from 1980. And we haven't done that one yet, have we?
We haven't done Inferno, no.
And we haven't done Mother of Tears from 2007 either.
And I have that on Blu-ray, I believe.
Really?
I don't
I don't
think
know
I
if
have
I've I don't know if I've seen that or not.
It's a very good movie. Everybody gets anybody that watched it with me got mad because they throw a baby off of a bridge and it bounces and I started laughing and everybody got mad at me. I forgot who I was watching. It might have been Madison, but like, why in the hell are you laughing? That is not funny. I'm like, funny to me. Yep. So there's a spoiler for
Well, we're gonna have to do these in order then.
We'll do Inferno next. I'll have to
Let's
find my
see here.
copy of that. I know I've got one somewhere.
Argento cast Jessica Harper as the lead after seeing Harper's debut for performance in Brian De Palma's Phantom of the Paradise from 1974.
I hate that movie. I hate that movie.
Do you?
Yes.
It's just weird.
I rented it when I was
I
a
think
kid, and
everybody,
oh my Lord, I
I think
hated that
everybody was
movie.
on acid when
They
they did
were
that.
on, apparently so. You'd have to be on some mushrooms to appreciate that.
It's just stupid too.
I hate that movie. I was reading something about it. I'm like, oh Lord, don't bring that movie up. That might be as bad as Warhol shit. Maybe he directed it.
No, Brian De Palma did.
Worse.
Oh, in 2008, a remake was announced with David Gordon Green as director. However, in 2014, Green dropped out due to budget concerns. I don't think he was going to get paid enough money, so he
He
said.
wasn't.
And then in September 2015, filmmaker Luca Guadagnino announced that he was going to be the new director, with Tilda Swinton and Dakota Johnson added to the cast, although he stated in a press conference that his version was a personal interpretation of the original and not a remake, saying it's impossible to remake Argento's work.
He is correct, and he did a good job with what he did.
Yeah, it's not bad. You know, it's not, it's probably way better than Rob Zombie's interpretation of Halloween.
Yeah, by far. Yeah. This is a time where just a reimagining actually worked for a movie.
Exactly.
I would still like to see somebody reimagine Phantasm someday. I've said that before.
Argento was so depressed after completing this film that he contemplated suicide.
Why?
I don't know. This
Because
movie
he's
did
tired, it's
good.
over.
This was
Maybe
like his. He would always have bouts with like writer's block and shit like that too, man. He's a very complicated guy. Jessica Harper turned down a part in Annie Hall from 1977 to star in this film. I think she made the right choice.
I would think so, yeah.
I hate that movie, Annie Hall.
I don't even know what it is, honestly.
Say, what's his name? I forget his name now.
Fuck if I know. Hey, you took the Bubba mask off of the skeleton.
Yeah, well, you told me to. You said it looked stupid, so.
You need to put it on a wig head and put it on the desk, and it would look cool.
I ain't got no room.
Yeah, you do. Right there.
Have to move shit around.
Right there. Show me the desk again.
All right.
Right there. See, you could put it right there on the end and have it like the Frankenstein looking at you. It'd be down on the ground a little more, but that's where it needs to go. Put it on a wig head and put it on the show. It needs to be seen.
All right.
Especially with the dreads.
I need to fix it more before I need some more blood.
I think the reason why it didn't look good on the thing, because that damn long ass spit guard of yours covers up half your room.
Yeah, a little bit. Just over there in the corner.
It covers up the skeleton's hit face.
Well, I spit a lot, so.
I don't. I don't even know where mine went. It's down here somewhere.
All right. Check this out. At the Texas Frightmare Weekend in Dallas, Texas in May of 2017, Argento said he cast Jessica Harper because she had big eyes.
She did.
She did. He always gets such nice looking women in his movies, though.
Yeah. Until he started his daughter, which was cool but creepy-ish. But maybe not for Italians, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't look at things like the Americans do.
No.
I would just find it creepy that I would have my daughter in a movie and her be naked in most of the movies you film. Isn't that a little creepy? Or
yeah, it is. It's creepy.
It always bugged me.
But shit's different over in Europe, man.
I know. But it just always gave me the weird feeling.
This film was shot over 4 months.
Damn.
Took a little bit. Suspiria is the Latin word for size.
For who?
Size. Size, like sigh.
I forgot to put Dracula out. I apologize. He's out now. I'm going to give you the disc that comes with that, by the way, next time I see you.
The disc that comes with what?
My Dracula thing here. This one right here.
Oh, okay.
It's the 75th anniversary, and I needed disc two. I don't use disc one, but the disc fell out of it, so now I just use the case on the podcast.
Oh, I see.
The movie itself I don't need, so I'll give you a good copy of Dracula that way. I've got four already. I'm not joking. I have four copies of Dracula.
Here we go. 20th Century Fox bought the American film distribution rights to this film.
They did.
But due to its violent content, released it through a subsidiary, International Classics. The film was cut by 8 minutes to obtain an R rating in the U.S. Despite all this, the picture was Fox's 7th highest grossing film of the year. So there you go.
Uh-huh. That's what I was going to get to. Fox distributor, 20th Century or Fox, now that they're split into two again, who knows?
After completing the specialized color work on this production, Technicolor Rome reportedly dismantled their remaining 3 strip equipment. You see, they did film it in Technicolor, but then they ran it through that 3-step strip process too.
Okay.
And they had actually quit using that process back in the late 50s.
Yeah.
There was only a limited amount of them machine equipment around. So I guess they didn't want nobody doing that anymore.
No. Technicolor had reached its height, I guess. I don't know. I just know this movie looks good. Can you see my Sammy hanging in the background? Yep.
Suspiria did very well with Japanese audiences. Its continued effect on Japanese horror can be seen in The Grudge from 2004.
That's true.
So, yeah. This movie is just, it's not really scary, really.
No, not
It's
scary at
just
all.
creepy as shit.
Yeah. Mind fuck.
Very visual. Who knows? They might have been doing some psychedelics when they did put this together too, man,
God, all
because
I know is this 4K, I have never seen anything like it in my life. I'm can't praise it enough. Like I said, I thought I was gonna buy it and send it back, but I just can't do it. It
I don't
gave it new
blame
life
you.
for me.
The mute Romanian servant Pablo was cast with the guy Dario Argento found in a nearby Italian post office, whose look the director found immediately compelling.
I wonder if he really was Romanian.
Yeah, I guess he was. Yeah,
Could have been related to Count Karabi then.
but
Count Karabi's from Romania.
he was a creepy fucker.
At
Sort of
least
looked like that guy that played Jaws on the James Bond movie. What was that guy's name? Sort of looked like that
yeah.
guy in a way.
And sort of lurchy almost.
Yeah, like Lurchy. Yeah, for sure.
I perked up every time I hear this guy only speaks Italian. I mean, Romanian. I'm like, see, I need to learn Romanian. I've got to learn Romanian by next Halloween.
Okay. Get right on that,
I
fella.
am.
Entertainment Weekly magazine ranked this as the 18th scariest movie of all time. Is there even an Entertainment Weekly anymore?
I don't know. Not, I don't know. I really don't. I don't look at magazines anymore. I just moved to the internet.
We've really covered about everything that's on
We
here
have.
already, so
Well, this was your pick, so I'm gonna let you go first with your views.
well, the soundtrack, the colors, very memorable from my childhood, very memorable movie. I think they actually brought this back to the theaters, maybe back in the early mid 80s, maybe for
I
like
don't
a.
know. You might be right.
I wanted to say I seen it again then, or maybe it was just on VHS by then. I don't know. I think I remember seeing it at a theater, like at a midnight movie or something when I was a young teenager. But definitely seen this at the drive-in. I've loved this movie ever since I was, what, 77? I was 10 years old when this came out, so.
God, you're
Loved it
old.
ever since then. So the soundtrack is just amazing. It's
It is.
so weird. It's genius, like I said before.
Maybe I need to play that in the museum room next year instead of Black
Yeah,
Sabbath. I don't
yeah,
know.
there's some creepy stuff, dude.
Oh, Black Sabbath was pretty good in that museum room.
Yep. So, I'm giving this a five, dude.
Wow.
I consider it Argento's masterpiece for sure.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Then she gave last week a 1.5.
Did
Went from
I?
that to a 5.
At least I didn't give it a negative zero.
No, that's only for Halloween kills or ends or
All
whatever the hell.
right, Carl, what's your view on this?
Suspiria. I go back to a kid watching this one. Like I said, it probably got rented at the B-Star video store where I rented most of my stuff, or Sam's. I think B-Star had more of the horror movies of this sort. Loved it then. Love it now. I still don't know what the hell's going on in this movie. I have no clue. I've never known what this movie's really supposed to be about. I know it's supposed to be about witches, but I have no clue. It's a confusing movie that really just sort of a mind fuck is what I call it.
Yeah.
I really don't know what the storyline is. I don't. But it never bothered me because half the movies I like have no storyline. I.e., most of the Friday the 13th movies, there is no story.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it don't bother me. I mean, I know it's there's a story somewhere in there, but I've never been able to really put my mind across it. But soundtrack is absolutely stunning. Visually, this might be one of the best visual movies of any kind of genre of movie.
Exactly.
And this, I can't brag enough about it in 4K. Some things are good in 4K, some things are not. This is absolutely gorgeous. I'll have to give this a 4.5. I
Okay.
can't give it a full five because, like I said, I can't wrap my mind around what the story is supposed to be or why it's supposed to be, but that's fine. I don't care. It is definitely Argento's masterpiece. It's not my favorite Argento movie, though, still. There's still one that I like better, which we have not covered yet.
Okay.
One day we will. This is my second favorite.
Really, I think the storyline to this was they were taking these students and actually sacrificing them is what they were doing.
Probably so.
That's why they all kept disappearing for sure. So,
Well, I know they wanted to kill the American girl.
a 4.5.
4.5.
You don't
It's
even give
not my favorite Argento movie, though.
you give the soundtrack a 5 though.
I give the soundtrack a 5.5.
Yeah, for sure. It's just I was listening today and it's just so many sounds,
Yeah, just.
you know. And just that like we talked about that gibberish, it just all mixed well for this movie
See,
for
this
sure.
soundtrack would be good if there was a blue demon room in the haunted house.
Maybe, yeah.
But the blue demon has died. I don't think he'll ever come back unless we made a ritual room. Maybe we had to play
Right.
this in the witch room. I don't know.
I guess that's all we got for
Suspiria.
Suspiria, but
Will we cover the remake down the road?
yeah, we can do
Okay.
that for
Okay.
sure. But I wanted to mention that we're gonna start
Yeah.
doing Night Gallery episodes here. I don't know how often we're gonna put these out or whatever, but
Are we ripping off Jimbo for the
sort of,
Miss
yeah.
Twilight
Sorry,
Zone?
Jimbo, but
Well,
I feel.
actually, this started because I told Brett, I said, I think I'm gonna do an episode about Night Gallery, and you're like, just one? I'm like, yeah, I'll do a midweek, and you kind of looked at me strange. Like, okay. I was
Sorry,
just gonna
Jimbo, we're
sort of,
ripping you off, buddy.
yeah, so
But
he.
I actually like Night Galleries better than the what do you call it?
Twilight Zone?
Twilight
Well, it's
Zone,
horror related. It fits our
yeah.
show better. The Twilight Zone is more science fiction. It's not really
Yeah.
horror. There's just a few scary episodes of the Twilight Zone, but Night Gallery is definitely a horror anthology.
Yeah, I love them both, but I love Night Gallery more,
Well,
so.
now I'm thinking about buying the damn Blu-ray.
Yeah, I got the this just came today. It's
Yeah,
10
Brett told me
discs.
that all the entire series is going to be on one disc, and I'm like,
Well, on the description
I was like, how the hell's
it
that going to
says
happen?
discs and it says one. It must have been a mistyping. But there's
I have the old original DVDs of it, but
it's a DVD, but I'm sure it's good.
I really think I'm going to get the Blu-ray. I'll, since we're going to, it'll take us a while.
Seventeen
I can,
bucks. $17, everybody on Amazon if you like the Night Gallery.
yeah, unless you want to be a asshole like me and buy the best format of everything. I can't
And
get rid of
they
this thing. I
also play
just
the
can't
Night
do it.
Galleries on what's that show called on that off-air channel, Comet Channel.
Does
They
it
play
got
them.
the night galleries?
Yeah, on Sunday mornings they play
Now,
them
do
like.
note, now I know we're getting way off topic, but in syndication, they played another series cut into Night Gallery. There wasn't a part of the actual Night Gallery series.
Before Night Gallery or after?
No, it was part of become part of the series,
Oh, okay.
but it wasn't actually part of Night Gallery. They just cut it in there in syndication. There's your trivia for the week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess that's all we got, everybody. T-shirts are on sale for the next couple of days on that T Public. Oh, that gets posted in the notes, so check
I'm
that
gonna have to
out.
order me another one.
What else we got? Check us out on all the social medias, join the group, hit that like and subscribe and turn on the notifications on the YouTube if you would, please.
Go to the Count Karabi Facebook if you haven't liked it or followed it, and follow it because we're almost to 500 on that thing now.
Shit, there's
And I've
members
never,
in the Count Karabi group. Got
yeah,
more
no,
you
the
got.
actual web page,
Oh,
the
okay.
Facebook page, not the group. I don't really put anything in the group page, but
Oh,
the
okay.
main page. It's I've never really published it until this year, and it picked up like 300 people during the haunt. So
Yeah.
it was just usually just a few people on there, but now it's picked up steam.
Well, all right, everybody. Thanks again, and we will talk to you later. And
Hopefully, I
stay
won't be
well.
sick for a while now.
Me too. Bye.
Roses are red, violets are blue, but the iris is the flower that will mean the end of it.
You can run from the Suspiria. You can hide from Suspiria. Suspiria. But you cannot escape. The only thing more terrifying than the last 12 minutes of Suspiria are the first 92.